All right, Derek Johnson's here with me. DJ, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Timmy?
Dude, I want to talk about something that's like probably, I think a lot of people listen to this thing and like, they're not going there, are they? I says, yeah, I'm going to go there, dude.
Here we go.
I'm going to talk about a toxic employee.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, meaning me, is not going to mention names, but I recently had a toxic employee that we had to separate our ways, even though the person has been with me for quite a while. Even though the person was productive in my business, it was a cancer. And I didn't realize how big of a cancer it was until after this person was relieved from my employment. Have you ever had, Derek, a situation where you knew somebody was toxic and you held on to it for too long?
100%. Yeah. Not anymore, but boy, did I.
Yeah. And you know what really pushed it over, Derek, is when we ended our relationship. And I had a person come into my office, another employee, and he was leaving. And he did the right thing, right? He's a young kid. He wants to go somewhere else in life. Meaning, hey, he's been on my bus for quite a while. He's a great person. I'm glad he's using me as a stepping stone to move into something else, another career in his life. And I asked him, and I've never done this. I've never had exit interviews. And I asked him, I told him just like that, dude, I've never done an exit interview. So I'm going to ask you if there's something we could have done to make this a better place for you in the past few years, what would that be? And he said, something you said after I started about having a cancer around you, you cut out the cancer. Yeah. I says, okay, so explain. He says, that person that you just terminated should have been done a year ago. Mm-hmm. I'm like, tell me more. And he said, and I hope, I'm going to say it, Derek, this is recorded forever. He said, that guy was a bully.
Oh, wow.
And I know you didn't see that coming.
No.
And I had no idea. Now, what does a bully mean to you? May not be the same as somebody who's listening think that person's a bully. But you know what? It doesn't matter how I see a bully or you see a bully. It's how he felt.
Absolutely.
Now, if he felt intimidated because he was made feel less than, then that's a bully. Is it whose fault is it that it wasn't taken care of sooner? The person who was being affected should have come to somebody or felt safe enough to come to somebody and saying, that guy makes me feel less than. And I don't feel comfortable working. You got to speak, right? This is a young person who didn't know how to use his voice yet. And I'm not an advocate for everybody, every underdog who can't speak for themselves. But I can tell you what, Derek, is I am super mindful and super vigilant of who's working for me and how that is affecting other people. You know, Tom has the values in the contract to fight of positive peeps only.
Yeah, I do like that.
Okay. So if I know if I want to be part of this community, which I love being, that I have to be a positive person.
Yes, you do.
I mean, not to say I can't bring pain and suffering and things I'm going through to the tribe for help, but I know that I can't come with a me life and expect that I'm going to hand it to you and fix it.
Sure.
Right? I have to come with some solutions. Having somebody in your company who is a toxic part, who does more harm than good, is not a good thing. No. And I don't know where I want to go with this, but I'm going to tell you, Derek, that this is not what I want for me and for my son's company.
Well, you have to hire slow and fire fast, and you have to stick to that. And you have to, this is the biggest thing. Me and my team talk about this, and if they bring it to my attention, and they have the right to terminate someone. Of course, you have to go through the proper channels. You know, as your company grows, it's not just like when it's just you and a truck and a couple of guys, you just get out of here. You have to go through the proper process. But my grandmother would say, take out your finest cutlery, and make the cleanest cut possible. And that's what goes through my head when my team comes and says, so-and-so is doing this. And it's like, okay, do they need to be here? Do we need to let them go? You tell me what we need to do. So everybody coming in knows if something's off, we're going to talk about it. And if you don't need to be here, we're going to let you go because we don't let that happen. And that's one of the things in order to work here, you have to be a happy person. Like that is one of the things we get in front of. We're a garden center. It's a beautiful place. We do construction. We build ponds. We create happiness in other people's space. You got to be happy. You can't work here and just have resting bitch face. You can't. Like, you have to be a happy person. You have to have a smile. And as we hire people, we hire personalities. Because you hire for aptitude. I'm sorry. You hire for attitude and you train for aptitude. And I remember Greg Whitstock saying that all the time. And it didn't register at first. And it's like, that totally makes sense. You hire a good person and they want to be trained. They want to be part of the team. You can train them. But you got to be happy. You can't be negative. And you can't be an asshole. So, Tim, I know you do a really good job covering that up. And I really appreciate the fact that you do that. So, thank you for not showing your true self.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. A lot of things. First thing, Derek, is I'm embarrassed it happened on my watch. Right?
Yeah.
But, in the previous podcast, we've talked about not learning from our successes, but from our failures. Right? Owning a business, we're going to break a few eggs to make an omelet. We're not perfect. And I admit to it. I never want to be the smartest guy in the world, but it feels good to be every now and then. And maybe it's just a fantasy I live on. I'm going to screw up a whole lot more in my life. And I really don't want to hurt people along the way, but sometimes that happens. Yeah, just, better than yesterday, right? That's one of my values, better than yesterday.
Yeah.
And I that's my pledge to my people. And I want my people to feel the same thing. They have to show up better than themselves every day. If these people are not going to follow the values that we set forth in our company, then they just don't have a seat on the bus. And that's okay, right? Like the gentleman who left me to go on to something better for him. It's like, he's doing something better for him. I cannot be mad at him. I have to celebrate that he's going off to do something as a young lad that he feels is better. I don't believe it is, but he does. And that's, I have to support him. Because you know what? It's like, we pour into our guys. Both you and I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we decide we're not going to pour into people because they're always freaking leaving us, what kind of world is that?
You got to look yourself in the mirror. If the same thing keeps happening over and over, and it's an employee scenario, team member scenario, they keep leaving. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror and go, is it them or is it me? And you got to create a safe place. That's the other thing too. As I was being coached by Tom, and we're coming up through the Contractor Sales Academy and transitioning the contractor fight and how we're coaches, and we learned so much from our team, and we learned so much from other people. I realized that I had not created a safe place yet. And I had a couple scenarios where they're not necessarily a bully, but a particular person that was working with us was just really running the team ragged, but they didn't feel safe enough to come to me. They thought they would probably lose their job. In reality, that person that was running them ragged needed to be let go. And finally, one of them had enough and they came to me, letting me know why they're quitting, just like you sharing that story. And I had to figure out, how do I do this? How did I make it so safe that no matter what's going on, they know that they can come to me and talk about it because I will have their back or we'll have a solution. It took me a while to figure that out. And I had to show them. I literally had to show up for them in other ways so that they really felt that safety net. And you have to, because when you have toxic people, sometimes those toxic people can be very manipulative. You won't know it. The team won't know it. And nobody's happy. And here's the other thing too. And we've seen this dozens, if not hundreds of times. We wait too long. We keep that person on because we think we have to. Because we still got to produce some things. So we just hang on to them because it's just like, that's what we have to do. But every time they go away, things always get better. Even though we felt that it was okay that they were here and we would be lost without them, whenever they left, as you say, the cancer was cut out, it always gets better.
Yeah.
You told us you wanted to go deeper at Mile High Profit Summit. And so this year, our VIP ticket holders are going to have the opportunity to do that by choosing from 6 half-day workshops to improve your business. Listen, you get all the benefits of the standard tickets of Mile High and main sessions and all that for the 2-day event, but you get some upgraded swag as a VIP, you get up-close seating, you get breakfast, lunch, VIP reception, and like I said, a VIP day. And we've assembled some of the world's top experts to equip you to build a strong business. So grab your VIP ticket now.
This safe thing that you talked about, Derek, I think that's one thing people crave. They want to feel in a safe environment. And saying, hey, this is safe. I have an open door policy. Come and talk to me anytime you feel like it. If they don't feel they can trust you, and there's actions that you said you take to make to build that rapport. Just writing it in the handbook is an open door policy. You can come and talk to me anytime you want. Is BS because people don't trust it.
I don't like the open door policy thing. That because I think about that. I experienced that at a past job and it was open, but that was it. You didn't feel any safety. And so you just have to show them. You just have to show up for them in different ways. And one scenario, but the team member was actually off that day, and they literally, their car broke down, battery died on the side of the road, and I just happened to be driving by. I saw him, and I just pulled over there, as you should. Mm. And he was so grateful and so appreciative that he's literally, this is on a Saturday. Everybody's off. But I just helped him out. It's like, well, yeah, absolutely. And to this day, that is one of the things why there's loyalty, because he remembers me just pulling over and just helping him out. And it's little things like that. But you could also set those things up too and go, okay, how do I help someone feel safe? Is you just see a particular situation going on and you slowly work yourself into it and help them through it. But some people are selfish and they don't want to do that. You show up in that way, you help people in ways and yet be creative with it. We could do a whole nother podcast just on little things that you can do for your team to make them feel safe and that you want them to be there.
I'm gonna sound an idiot right now. I'm gonna say something because I don't know the name, but I think it's important to mention. You're talking about random acts and just being a human, but not only that, but you're talking for your employee pulling over and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his last name. I'm embarrassed. Brian, the reptile guy. He just passed away.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. I don't know his last name either.
Bakowitza. You don't remember the last name?
It seems like it has a, yeah.
Right. So people who are listening or part of the POND community will know who I'm talking about. I went to visit him with Tom Smith and some other people that are contractors with Tom a couple of years ago. And I was outside having lunch with him, and I really didn't know him that well. I would have to say 4 years ago anyways. And as a business owner talking to another business owner, we're looking at his reptiles and stuff, but he talked to me about how to treat employees. And it's something that he said, and he passed away recently in the mm-hmm. past few months of cancer, terrible mm-hmm. death. And he shared with me that he had an employee who needed to put tires on their car, and he gave him the money to do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, this person would take a bullet for them, man, yeah. now. Because he just did a randomly human act and helped somebody else get through life. I think when you're building that kind of rapport with employees, and I'm not saying, hey, let's give everybody parts for their cars. I'm just saying, you're in a pickle and like there's nobody in life to help you out, and you help a person in their darkest hour, mm-hmm. I think that they'll create that bond and they'll trust you. And it doesn't always have to be about money. It could be just that air, that question. Mm-hmm. Tell me something they've been dying to tell somebody that you need somebody to listen. Yeah. What's going on? How are you feeling?
Light up that sign. Light up that imaginary sign.
And that sign says?
Make me feel important.
That's it, man.
You said tires, and there's a local, Tim, you may not believe this, but we're in Nashville, and there's still one self-service gas station. Can you believe that? There's still one that actually exists. I don't know, maybe in other towns, but usually in cities that's not, and maybe I'm just being naive. Maybe they're all over, but there's only one in my town. And I had a friend, she was a single mom, and she was struggling, and I saw her at the grocery store, and we were just talking, and she was just like, you're not going to believe this. It's a package. Now it's Packard Shell. Packard Shell down the street put a full set of tires on my car. I was like, why do they do that? I said, I would go in and I would need to air up my tire because, you know, it had nail in the tire or something. I was in there pretty regular, airing it up, and they were paying attention to my tires. And one day when I came in, they said, you got about an hour. And she's like, well, I do. He said, well, pull in here. We're going to put you a set of tires on here. You can't be running around like that. And so I know Bill at Packard's. And I talked to him. I said, so what was up with that, Bill? I'm just curious. He said, that's actually one of the things we do here. We pay attention to, you know, mostly women is what they're focused on. Single moms or something like that. They could tell someone's struggling. If they come in here, they literally, it's one of their policies to just pay attention to the tires. And if they mm-hmm. see that person coming in, they'll put a new set of tires on their car. How cool is that?
Those are the stories. Those are stories you don't hear about, right? The news is trying to startle you and scare you, but the feel good stuff. It's like,
but they literally watch. They literally pay attention. They'll literally like just walk around the cars and pay attention to that. And then, I mean, it's reciprocity, right? They're going to make sure that a young lady with a small child or a family or something, or just someone in need, is going to be safe on the road because they got tires or they're not going to have an accident. But then think about the loyalty. Like you think about that ripple effect, the loyalty that person, they're going to spend so much more money and fuel and whatever coming in there than the tires would ever cost. They're going to tell so many people about that. I tell people about that. So it's just, that's the real good stuff. And they're not doing it for marketing, but that's what happened.
This is a ripple effect, Derek, that you don't know when that ripple is going to stop. generations. Who knows? I remember when. Remember that guy down the street from here? Do you remember when we were kids? It's like it's being human, and it makes, and it's kind of trite in saying it makes life worth living. Being around people who really give a hoot about who you are and that you're struggling. And then being employers, Derek, we're blessed with the fact that we have that ability to help people when we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So look at, you know, we have to create a safe place for our employees to bring it back around, because this is on a small scale. And you're talking a larger scale about having clients like that, but from our employees. And if we help our employees, they're going to help somebody else. And it's just a chain reaction and living a better way of life. So having a cancer in your company, get rid of it. Get rid of it fast. If you're thinking about it right now and you're struggling with it, and you're listening to me and Derek, listen to me. Launch it. Launch that person out of your company. It has no right to be there to affect other employees and to hurt you, your culture, and your business. It's just not right. He doesn't, or she doesn't, not have a seat on that bus at that point. And she maybe, or he maybe, having to work through things in his life that you just can't help with. You can train, you can retrain, you can help, you can be an heir, but you just can't let somebody control how other people feel in a negative, adverse way.
Not fair.
No. All right, Derek, until next week, I'll talk to you later, brother. Love hanging with you.
You got it. See you.